A Ventura County-based nonprofit organization is helping to improve the educations of kids and adults in Central America. Now, thanks to the generosity of some architects who are designing a new campus for them, it's going to be able to expand its operations in Nicaragua. GoCare has been helping people for 15 years.
GoCare is a nonprofit 501c3 charity, and we're headquartered in Ventura. And the reason we started the organization was to empower adults and children that are living in Nicaragua in poverty-stricken neighborhoods, to give them the fundamental belief that citizens can live a self-empowered life through the power of education. And we do that through offering educational programs such as preschool, English courses, computer courses, provide a library to communities where they just don't have these type of opportunities.
Michelle Chekhov is president and CEO of GoCare. She says the idea behind the organization started as the result of a trip by some Ventura County Rotarians to Nicaragua.
Well, it originally started with a Rotary trip with the Rotary Club of Ventura East, and they had gone down to Nicaragua with a woman that had done a lot of trips down there, Alice McGrath. She took them around to the various communities, showed them what the poverty was like, and this was right after Hurricane Mitch, so things were pretty bad down there. The Rotary Club wanted to help. They can help in so many ways, but Rotary couldn't pay salaries and they couldn't build buildings. And that's kind of where GoCare came about, as a partnership with the Rotary Club to build the buildings and pay the staff to offer the programs that the Rotary Club was providing to this community.
GoCare has boomed over the years with more than 3,800 graduates from its programs, but has relied on rented space and government buildings for its educational efforts.
We worked mainly in the community of Poncanal, which is outside of Granada, and we have a community center there with a computer lab, a big area for the students. We started a mentoring program for the kids for after school. There was a preschool, and we did adult education programs. We received a large global grant from Rotary International to furnish and equip 3 more learning centers in other communities. So we expanded to the community of Cuajachio Dos, which is outside of Managua, La Union, and El Madroño, which is outside of Granada.
This is where the generosity of some architects came into the picture. GoCare wants to build a center of its own in El Madroño, but it didn't have the money to design this 7,100-square-foot campus. A decade ago, after the Indian Ocean tsunami and Hurricane Katrina, some architects formed Architects Without Borders to donate their services for worthwhile projects around the globe.
What Architects Without Borders does is there's charities, nonprofits, that can't afford to hire an architect. And we believe that everybody, no matter how much money they may have or may not have, deserves good design. So we provide pro bono design services on everything from a monastery that was destroyed in the earthquake in Nepal to an orphanage in Africa.
Sherry Olson is a Seattle-based architect. She teamed up with a fellow architect, Lynn Gaffney, in New York to take on the GoCare project. Plans call for 7 buildings with 7 classrooms, a computer center, a library, and offices. There's also a central plaza and courtyard which will allow the complex to be used as a community center. Olson says it's a great feeling to use their skills as architects to make a difference in others' lives.
Well, it's part of how architects were trained. It's part of our profession. It's to think about how we can make the world a better place.
GoCare's Michelle Chekhov says it's amazing the way Architects Without Borders stepped up to help when no one else would. She says the new facility will even allow their programs to become more self-sufficient, because owning the campus means they'll be able to charge for some programs and generate some revenue.
It's going to help us be more sustainable, because we'll be able to offer certified programs at that facility where we can charge for our courses on a sliding scale. Some of our programs, like our university prep course, has become very popular with even students that aren't in impoverished areas.
The Ventura-based nonprofit is hoping the design work will be complete in November so construction can get underway in time to open the new campus in April. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.